I'd like to start by saying good evening to everyone. All right, so this month we've been dealing with the theme of the authority of Christ. And so this evening we want to look at the authority of, or understanding the authority of Christ as Savior of the body. And we find this, our verse is Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says, "For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." So in Ephesians 5:23, we learn that Christ is the Savior of the body. Now in Ephesians 4, verse 4, we learn that there is only one body. In Ephesians 3, in verse 6, we learn that we should be fellow heirs in the same body. And in Ephesians 2:16, we learn that we are being reconciled to God and one another in one body. And so we'll recap that. In chapter 5 of Ephesians, Christ is going to save the body. In chapter 4, there is only one body. In chapter 3, we should be in the same body. And in chapter 2, we are reconciled to God and to one another in one body. And so the question must be answered, what is the one body? Well, just go down to Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 22 and 23. We learn that the church is the body. So if the church is the body, that means that in Ephesians chapter 2, we are reconciled to God and to one another in the church. That means in Ephesians chapter 3, we should be in the same church. That means in Ephesians chapter 4, there is only one church. And in Ephesians chapter 5, Christ is going to save the church. So this means there's only one place of salvation, and that place is the church. You cannot get to Christ without being a part of the body, which is the church. The Bible also teaches that Christ is not only our Savior, but he is also our Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And I want you to notice that word order, Lord and Savior. This means that in order for Christ to be your Savior, he must first be your Lord. So what does it mean to be Lord? The word Lord conveys the idea of someone who has rule over something, which in this case means we are to be subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. So now Jesus will not be Lord over your life unless you are first subject to him. So what does it mean to be subject to Christ? If you look up the word subject, it literally means to put under, to place oneself under the authority of Jesus. And I find that interesting because in order for Jesus to be over you, you must first be under him. Now, as simple as that sounds, I know that sounds simple. Think about this. If you are not under him, then he cannot be called your Lord. So is there a place where I can be under him? So glad you asked. Now, according to scripture, there is a place that is under Christ, where Christ can reign over us, where he can be the head, and where he can be our Lord. But where do we need to be in order to be subject to Christ? If you're still in the book of Ephesians, and for some reason you're still in chapter 5, just drop down to verse 24, which says, "Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ." So this means in order to be subject to Christ, in order to be under Christ, in order for Christ to rule over me and be my Lord and Savior, it means that I have to be in the church, which means if you are not in the church, you're not subject to Christ. If you are not subject to Christ, he is not your Lord. And if he is not your Lord, he's not your Savior. Now, I know this sounds simple, but you wouldn't believe how many people. Actually, you might believe it. How many people think they can get to God without going through the church, or they can get to Christ without being a part of the body? Now, the point I want to make is just because you're not a member of the Lord's church, this doesn't mean you're not a good citizen. Doesn't mean you're not a law-abiding citizen or you're not a good neighbor like State Farm. But what this does mean is that you are not where God wants you to be. I need to say that. You are not where God wants you to be. Well, Brother Hatchett, where does God want me to be? God wants you to be in the church that is subject to His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, you may be asking, how do I get into this place where God wants me to be? Brother Brian, you pointed it out in class tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I want you to hold on in verse 13. And we're going to recap one more time. Ephesians chapter 5, our verse is 23. Ephesians 5:23 teaches that Christ is the Savior of the body. Verse 24 teaches that the church is subject to Christ. And verse 25 teaches that Christ died for the church. He is the Savior of the body. Now, how do I get into that body? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, Paul writes to the church at Corinth and says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." If you are not a part of the one body, if you have not obeyed the gospel and been baptized for the remission of sins, then you are not a part of the church. You are not subject to Christ. If you want to be subject to Him, you want Christ to be your Lord and in turn to be your Savior, won't you obey Him tonight in baptism? By hearing His word, by believing that He is who the word declares Him to be, by repenting of your sins, confessing Him to be Christ, to be Lord, and being added to the body through the watery grave of baptism, dying to the old man and rising to walk in the newness of life. If you are a child of God, but you haven't been letting Christ rule, you haven't allowed Him to be Lord. He can be Lord Sundays and maybe Wednesdays, but throughout the rest of the week, you take control. If there are some things that you have been either thinking or doing that is not in accordance with Christ's word, we want you to know it's not too late. You too can have access to forgiveness. You come forward, you allow us to pray for you, and we'll take that prayer to God on your behalf, and you can be reconciled. Where does reconciliation take place? In the body. What's the body? The church. Won't you do that tonight as we together stand and sing?